Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. With the Lord's help, I would just like to conclude and summarize what we've been looking at, some important scriptures in this message I've entitled, All Things Are Yours. We began by looking at that scripture in Proverbs 28:5 that declares, they that seek the Lord understand all things. And in 1 Corinthians 2:12, the word says, now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given us of God, that we can understand all that God has provided for us. 1 Corinthians 2:15, just a few verses further, says, another translation, a man gifted with the Spirit can judge the worth of everything. If you have the Spirit, you can find out the real value of everything, and the man with spiritual insight is able to understand all things. There's a passage in 2 Peter 1:3, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And then an amazing scripture in 1 Corinthians 3:21, therefore let no man glory in man, for all things are yours. Paul mentions to Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:17, he was speaking to those who are rich in the wealth of this world, not to be high-minded, nor to trust in those uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Praise God. So, beloved, not only for the life to come, but in this life, God has provided everything that we need for victory. He has promised us, most importantly, His presence. And regardless of what we go through, if we can lay hold of this eternal perspective, then nothing is going to shake us. As David said, I've set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. One of my heroes, if you've listened to the broadcast any length of time, you may have heard me mention, is Job. Now, I once had a dear spirit-filled Christian friend. She wouldn't read the book of Job. She would not go there. Well, beloved, I think the more we understand the ways of the Lord, we are blessed when we see what this man, who was perfect in all his ways, that's what the scripture says. In fact, God actually incited the devil, if you will, against Job. He says, hast thou considered my servant Job? Oh dear. Why? Because he knew Job's heart. He knew that even if all those, quote, natural blessings were removed from him and he suffered great loss, children, his wife turned against him, prestige and respect in the community, and then a loss of physical health. He had it in every area. And I don't know if you've heard any preachers say that basically, well, Job had the problems he had because his fear brought on his affliction. Some actually teach that. You know, if he hadn't been fearful, God would not have allowed the devil to test him. Do you think that? That's not what was going on in that first chapter. The Lord was proving to all the court of heaven that he could have someone who loved him, even if every blessing was taken from him. And when we look at the very concept of suffering, there are some today, they don't want to preach about that. We're called to blessing and prosperity. Well, saints, throughout the ages, those who have loved God have been persecuted. Some saints have gone through great tragedies. You know, we look at that 11th chapter of Hebrews, what is called the faith chapter, and we tend not to focus on the latter portion where it says, others, it talks about all these glorious things, mouths of lions quench, women receive their dead raised to life. Verse 36, others had trial of cruel mockings and scourging, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, sawn asunder, tempted, slain with a sword, wandered about in sheepskin and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented in mountains and dens and caves of the earth, of whom the world was not worthy. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Why? Because God is going to bring all things, the literal physical experience of everything, not just in the spirit, but in the natural, when he comes to set up his kingdom. Beloved, we have to know inside that all things are ours. Praise God. I heard a African pastor once say that American Christians, we have an inadequate view of suffering. We don't understand that suffering is a part of this life. And there are those that, it's not very popular to preach, I admit, but Jesus said, take up your cross, deny yourself, follow me. And you know what? If we can lay hold, if you can grasp what I've been sharing this week, you'll never be afraid of anything again. Oh, fear might tempt you, but if we can get the right perspective, seated in heavenly places, that's what the word says. Lord has given us such strength, such conviction that we can have his joy just overflow us, a joy unspeakable and full of glory. We can have a conviction deep within our spirit. Those water courses will flow. Those rivers of living water will enable us to just go through whatever our experience in this life is going to be. We need not fear because, beloved brother, sister, he's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. And you might say, well, Sister Glass, we need to just focus on positive things, on godly dreams and desires. And I say amen to that. But there may be seasons of trial, seasons of affliction. And we need to know that regardless, our God is able to deliver us. Just like the three Hebrew children, they spoke to King Nebuchadnezzar and said, our God is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, O ruler, rulers of the darkness of this world, we can interpose, we will not bow down and serve your gods. Throughout the eons of eternity, we will experience the fullness and richness of his promise that all things are ours. But we don't have to wait. We can begin now to possess. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Praise God. We're living in tremendous times. The end of the end, if you will, the end of the end times. And he's given the body of Christ such a great task. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3:10, I've laid the foundation and another buildeth thereon. And we're called, beloved, to work together as members of the body of Christ to walk in obedience to the divine calling that God has put upon our lives, that Jesus may be glorified and the final harvest of souls reaped for the kingdom. And I believe those who have such a conviction of our eternal destiny will be men and women of unusual strength. They will have given themselves to the Lord so completely in such loyal devotion that self is forgotten. Man is so made that he cannot find genuine satisfaction unless his life transcends his own ego in caring for a cause greater than his own. And God has given us this great privilege to partner with him to see his kingdom come. All the saints through all generations have been a part of God's glorious plan, which will culminate in the very end of this age when the kingdoms of this world will become, hallelujah, the kingdoms of our God. My beloved, hear the word of the Lord. Behold, I am the Lord your God who has loosed you. I have redeemed you. I have delivered you and brought you up out of an horrible pit. And I am bringing you into a new dimension of authority that you shall operate in. you're going to see yourself in heavenly places, and you're going to see the enemy under your feet. You're going to see those areas in your life that you have felt so weak. You're not going to see it as defeat, but as a new beginning and as an opportunity for my grace. I'm going to teach you to pray through, to prevail, even as Jacob, who wrestled with the angel of the Lord until the blessing came and transformation took place. You shall be as one who will walk in the Spirit, who will turn aside from the wisdom of this world and the systems and ordinances of men, and know the power that is from above. You're going to move in a dimension that you've only heard of, that you've only dreamed for. You've known this dimension was possible, but you haven't experienced it yet. But get ready. It is a new day. Arise and shake yourself and start walking. Press on into those higher things that I have reserved for you in the heavenlies. For I shall take you to a place beyond the rule and order that has prevailed in your life, and into a greater revelation of my kingdom. Enlarge the place of your tent, beloved. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes for this work that I'm about to do in your life. Fear not, for I am with you until the end of the age, says your Lord, and I am at your right hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to share with you this week. I pray your entire Thanksgiving season is blessed of the Lord. And in the moments that remain, I want to give you another invitation to receive this anniversary, 50th anniversary commemorative booklet I put together, brief history with photographs of the decades of our 50 years of ministry. Just request it, the Jubilee anniversary booklet. And also, if you would like to receive in CD format the ministry classics of Reverend Neil Glass and song and radio broadcast, I invite you to request it. The announcer will now give you our contact information. I invite you to write, share those prayer needs. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.